Hey, millionaire babes, are you tired of being burned out, stressed out when it comes to your business and ready to finally make the money you desire? Well, I am here to help. I am Brianna Michelle, aka the Millionaire Babe, broke wedding pro turned six-figure earner in 1 year and now a million-dollar brand, helping you do the same. I help heart-centered people pleasers ignite their personal power and turn their dreams into dollars to live the life they've always imagined. Through sharing success stories and providing tips on marketing, mindset, and manifestation, it's time for you to step into our world and let's discover together your future millionaire babe self. Hello, hello, millionaire babes, and welcome to another episode of the Millionaire Babe Podcast. I am super excited to be talking about this topic today because, first of all, it is so incredibly needed. I think people really underestimate the power of what your website actually does for you. And I think that over the last couple of years, since we've been seeing social media take a huge step forward and it being in such the forefront of everybody's brain, and we live in such a social media world now, I think we've kind of forgotten about the benefits of what your website actually does for you. And this is something I probably have not talked about in literally years. In years, I haven't probably talked about this since, you know, I first started my podcast. And the thing is that if you're new to my world, I want you to know that I'm all about passive income. I am all about working less, earning more, being able to run an incredible multi-six-figure bridal business with the least amount of work and effort. Now, it does not mean that you slack off and you don't have incredible work ethic. I have some of the highest work ethic out there. But what I'm saying is that you can run a multi six-figure bridal business with ease. And so all the strategies and things I share and I share with you and that you learn come from that place of how can we earn more and work less? How can we earn more, also serve our clients with an incredible client experience and work less, okay? So the reason why I want to talk about this is because recently I had a couple people come into my world with really broken websites. And they had hired somebody to do their marketing for them and do their website for them and left them with not even being able to get into their website to make any changes. And so this stemmed into me helping them and getting them set up and trying to help them navigate being able to go into their website and make changes. But more importantly, it sparked the interest of mistakes that are actually costing you. And I want to first, before I go into this, I want to first dive in what the purpose of your website is supposed to be. Because people think that your website is kind of like a business card, right? And it's a place to gather data and have people fill out your contact form and all that kind of stuff. But it does so much more than that. Your website, on the back end with SEO and search engine optimization, your website is supposed to be attracting ideal brides to your page and converting them into inquiries. Okay, I'm going to repeat that again. Your website is supposed to be bringing ideal clients while you sleep to your webpage. The content on your webpage is supposed to be converting them to fill out your contact form and get you an inquiry. So, do you know if your website is doing that or not? Do you know if your website is optimized to bring in clients and bring in inquiries while you sleep? Ideal ones, ones that are pre-qualified, that are willing to pay your rates. Okay, let's continue. So I want to point out some mistakes that are really, really, really costing you. And I want to do this because sometimes I hate pointing out mistakes, but sometimes we don't know what we don't know. And it's important to know what not to do as well as it is what to do. So let's just dive in, okay? And I'm going to go through this and explain why, because I'm always a firm believer of not just telling you, hey, don't do this or don't do that, but really explaining to you why we don't do it, all right? And this is part of my framework. This is exactly part of my framework that you get inside your Booked Out Bridal Business and inside my mastermind, okay? So I'm taking some of this right from those programs. So number one, one of the worst mistakes you can do is have someone else do your website. Now, I know we want done for you service. I know we want it to be easy. I know we love the fact of just hiring somebody to do it. And I also know that not everybody knows how to navigate a website and build their website. And Lord even like wants to do that. But here's the reason why you want to be very, at least be extremely involved. Number one, when you have someone else do your website, chances are, not every time, but I see a lot of people use companies where they don't even know how to access their website to make changes. This is the one of the downsides of hiring a marketing company to do your website. They'll code things in your website because they think coding is a better way for SEO, and coding isn't always necessarily like that type of coding isn't always necessarily like best for SEO, but they will do that because then of course, like you have to rely on them to make any changes, and who wants to pay another service fee for every time you want to update a photo of one of your clients or you want to change something on your website? Right? It really puts you in a box, and it can be very expensive when you're having to hire this person over again and again and again to make website changes. The other thing that I really think is costs you so much money when you hire somebody to do your website is they don't know your ideal client. So your ideal client is so much more than a bride. It's so much more than a bride. And I think some people get in, they get inside your Booked Out Bridal Business and they see some of the first beginning modules where it's like how to find your ideal client. And they're like, oh, I already know this. And it's not the case. Your ideal client is more than a bride. It goes so much deeper than that. And I'm really proud of the concept and of that particular module, because you need to know the psychology of how your ideal client thinks, right? What her concerns are, what keeps her up late at night? What is she afraid of most when hiring a hair and makeup artist? What is she afraid of most happening on her wedding day that she's just terrified is going to happen and wants to avoid at all cost? You need to really get into the psyche of your ideal bride. We all know our ideal client is a bride, but it goes so much deeper than that. And when you're able to tap into that psyche, you're able to actually create content on your website that is actually going to convert. And so if you hire somebody else to do your website for you, they don't know who that is. They don't know what kinds of questions your bride asks you. There's a horn going off. Really? Okay, now that that little mishap was over, let's resume. The person that you're hiring doesn't know the depth of the psyche of your ideal client. They just know that she's a bride, maybe it's the beauty industry. Oh, we're going to put some wording on your website that says, bringing out the best version of you. Bringing out the best version of you does not sell. That is not going to convert and lead you to a six-figure, multiple six-figure bridal business in a sustainable one for that. We have to start being bigger, doing bigger, thinking bigger, creating bigger. And it starts with really understanding the psyche of who that ideal client is. When I had my website done for the very first time, I hired somebody on like Upwork or whatever from India, and I paid like $400, and I thought it was like the most expensive thing I'd ever bought, and oh my God, it was such a big deal. And I had this website and it was great, it was like great to have the website, but it like wasn't converting, right? And so when I realized, when I looked at some of my competition's website and realized I needed to do better, be better, go bigger, and really elevate my content and how I was actually converting people on my website, I literally drew out my website because I knew how I wanted, I saw the vision of how I wanted it to be. I drew page by page and handed it to a designer with the copy on it. I did not let my designer create my own copy. I did not let my designer decide that they wanted to put this here, that there. No, I did my research. I learned from online marketing pros. I literally learned how to create a website that converts. So I handed it to my designer, hired a separate SEO person, literally told him the exact keywords. I mean, that's the other thing. The other mistake, which is a whole different podcast in itself, the other mistake is hiring someone to do your Google ads for you. Okay, they don't know our industry. They think they know our industry, but then you go into your Google Ads account and you realize that they've been trying to use the keyword beauty salon and you're not a beauty salon. So people don't know our industry. Our industry is so niche. It is so specialty. And I had to learn the hard way. I think I probably spent close to $5,000 on my website, doing it piece by piece, literally micromanaging people and telling them what to do. But at the end of the day, I had a website that was converting for me. I had a website that was literally bringing in potential clients while I slept, and it converted them to fill out my contact form. And I would wake up in the morning and there would be new inquiries in my inbox. That is what you want your website to do for you. You want your website to work for you. And that kind of leads me into the second thing is your copy just being average. And so this is a lot of mistakes that I see too when other people hire companies to do their website is the copy's average. They just are below average. They say things like, you know, making you feel confident, making you be the best, you know, you can ever be, blah, blah, blah. You know, and everybody and their mother has that same kind of copy. No, what is going to get your bride off the fence and book you? Again, it's about elevating your copy, elevating your brand messaging, showing your client who you stand for, creating these brand values, right? So that she understands not just what she's buying, but who she's buying. Because people want meaning nowadays. The industry is not changing. The industry has changed. And if you are not shifting the way you're doing business right now, you are going to be left in the dust. And that's a fact. That is a fact. The third mistake that I see people doing is putting pricing on their website. Now, hear me out, because I think this is very controversial. And I think a lot of people would say, no, Brianna, you're wrong. But here's why. Here is my proven method. Okay. It is a proven method. You can look at all of my success stories. It is a proven method of this is why I don't recommend putting pricing on your website. Number one, it puts you in a box. So somebody could land on your website and literally look at your content on your website, look at your pricing, and then immediately decide you're too expensive. And we don't want people buying. I'm sipping on some mint medley tea. You don't want people buying from a place of price. Okay. First of all, women buy with feelings, women buy with emotions. You want people to feel you. You want people to be a hell yes, I want to book her. Right? This is how we're able to show value and create value around our rates through not having our pricing on our website and allowing our clients to binge our website, go on our Instagram page, binge our Instagram content, binge our Instagram stories, go to our Not in Wedding Wire account and look at all that, read all of our reviews, and allow our potential client to get to know, like, and trust us and feel confident in booking us. And so if you are implementing, like, the right things in, if you're implementing the right value on your website and in what you're posting on Instagram and how you're positioning yourself on Not in Wedding Wire, your bride is going to feel more confident in booking you. She's not going to care about the price because, number one, you're attracting the right clients, right? You're already putting out valuable content and valuable messaging out there. You're already attracting the right clients. So it's just a matter of your client getting to know, like, and trust you and book you. So putting pricing on a website, it literally just puts you in a box for an immediate, no, she's too expensive. But I can tell you how many people booked me and they said you were not the cheapest, but they were like, I fell in love with you. I fell in love with your work and it was so worth it. Right? And that's what you want. You want people to be like, hell yes. You want people to fall in love with you and your work. And that's going to give you easier clients. That's going to give you easy clients to work with because they're falling in love with your work. I never liked getting referrals or word of mouth because they would come straight from the other wedding vendor or friend and they wouldn't even look, they hadn't even looked at my work. They were sending me an inquiry already or a message and they hadn't even looked at my work. So it was a much harder sell and it was always a more difficult client because they hadn't gone through that process of binging and getting the know, like, and trust and really looking at all the value that I had been sprinkling on all my online platforms. And so when you're able to create this value, like, on your website and let your website do the work for you, that is when the magic happens, right? You want to be showing your client experience on your website. You don't just want to have, like, oh, we provide you with the best care and the best experience. No, that's fluff, right? That's fluff. And so you want to be in control of your website. You want to be in control of everything that's said in a meticulous, calculated way that allows your website to convert for you. So that is where we are. That is literally where we are. And I show you how to do this inside your booked out bridal business. Your booked out bridal business is the full program. It is the full program from start to finish of building a six-figure business. And lots of my clients go on to multi-six figures through this proven blueprint. And so if you are at that position where you know you need changes to your website, I highly recommend do not hire somebody outside of the industry. Do it yourself. Learn how to do it yourself. Or if you have to hire somebody outside of the industry, anyone worth a grain of salt that's going to understand branding and understand copywriting and understand everything that I've said is going to cost you at least $5,000. So plan for that investment. Or what some people end up doing is they hire somebody to build the skeleton and the bones, and then you can go back in and change all the copy up. Because I'm telling you, you're going to have to change it. Lots of people do their website and then they get inside your booked out bridal business and have to redo all the copy all over again. So I'm sharing this to just educate you on the importance of of really being able to control what goes on your website, how your website can actually do so much work for you. And, you know, you be able to bring in additional inquiries just from your website alone, just converting alone. But if you have a broken website or nothing that is on there that is giving them that hell yes, you're going to have an uncertain bride. And what happens when you have an uncertain bride, right? Indecisive brides. We all hate indecisive brides. Or maybe they just never book. They ghost you. It can just lead to all kinds of things. So you want to really make sure that your website is a huge factor. And like I said, being able to really move the needle in your business. So your booked out bridal business is officially on sale. I'm so excited for this round. And our kickoff call for anyone that enrolls starts on June 28th. If you enroll now, you'll get $1,000 off. And I'm so excited to be starting this round. This is one of my favorite rounds because what you do in the next couple of months for your business sets you up for sustainability in January of next year. So this is something that I really like to kind of create awareness around is, yes, like your booked out bridal business can get you up and running. You can see literally results within 90 days by getting inside your booked out bridal business. But the changes that you're going to make and the results that you're going to get are going to set you up for when you think it's slow season come January, February, and March. But when you have a proven blueprint and you've implemented that, you don't have slow seasons. You have booking season. You have booking season. But when you implement the things inside your booked out bridal business, you can expect to have 10K months even in January, even in February, even in March. And so you need to think about that going forward. Like it might be busy and you're busy now and you're busy into the fall, but what happens after that? Do you have things buttoned up in your business? Are you creating sustainability? Are you building a business that actually works for you while you're sleeping overnight? And so that's the most important thing. I'm going to leave the link below. I am so excited. We've already welcomed a couple of people into the program early from our free masterclass that we hosted a couple of days ago. DM me if you have questions. I'm always happy to help recommend a program to make sure you're in the right program, to make sure it's a really, really, really good fit. And it's a hell yes, right? Because I want my clients to feel that way too, like a hell yes. So success stories are on the sales page. I can't wait to see you inside and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Millionaire Babe podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, found it inspiring, helpful, and motivating, take a screenshot of this episode, tag me at @TheMillionaireBabe_, and share on Instagram. And just for sharing, our team will send you a free business audit to help you get started in building the business of your dreams. Or to learn more about how to work with me, go to our website at www.briannamichellecoaching.com. I'll see you on the gram.